Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else can you do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your maturity. You say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle age. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God?
Go ahead.
Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover. K. Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
And we welcome you to the latest edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here, sponsored by the new Black Liberation Militia. I'm Brother Anthony, and I'm so glad that you're able to join us here on blogtalkradio.com. You want to give us a buzz or either listen to the show, you can call us at 516-453-9457. Again, that's 516-453-9457. You can also hear us at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. And again, glad to have you join us here today for the show. As you know, the country, quote unquote, celebrated their independence over the last 24 hours. And it's always kind of funny to me to see so many of us that, quote unquote, celebrate the independence of America. And, you know, if you remember on July 4th, 1776, our ancestors were slaves. You know, if you've ever had a chance to hear Frederick Douglass's speech on what does the 4th of July mean to the slave, in many ways that still rings true today, to this very, very day. Nothing has really changed in its ideology in regard to how they look at us as black folks regarding the 4th of July, or I guess 4th of July for a lot of us. Got some callers on the phone number, on the call, calling from 216. Want to bring up 450-0314. Welcome to the show. Okay. Want to bring in, I see we have, as always, we have, of course, Commander Muhammad on with us now. Commander, Black Power, and thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes, Black Power. All praise due to Almighty God and
spirit of our ancestors, the all divine worthy that came before us in the time of the line of divine. And the stuff you said, brother, about the so-called 4th of July here in the hills of North America. So many people are saying happy 4th, happy 4th of July. I said I did not celebrate that. Some looked at me crazy because I know that this Jewish propaganda machine is a continued program of indoctrination and motivation and contamination of the black man and woman's minds in this day and time of 2018. It's not only the local contrast who probably are familiar with, or the deep, and the deep reality is, has been achieved by the white elite. Jacob Rothschild said, at one time, it was easy to kill 1 million people, but now it's more easier to control 1 million people by the mind. And it's what they have been doing.
Exactly.
And the social political weakness of their propagandist machine target a certain people in this society and turn the cover organization and mass meetings. They practice the gamma so well intact, we wouldn't be able to put a dent into it. And this is why I listen to my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and also what my revolutionary father, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, has said to me over the years. See, they have put in a program of development to control. Okay? And their mass assemblies as the power white elites, as you say about Gay Ever Hoover or J. Ever Hoover, and that Gay Ever Hoover is a ghost amongst the organization today. Jerry Hoover is buried, dead, and gone. But we still have a delusion when it comes to organizing a major organization. We still today in 2018 be having doubts. We had the humps and tendencies. This is what Khaled used to talk about. I'm talking what Khaled Muhammad said. I don't care what the hell anybody think about it. I'm telling what Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad said to me and others personally. And I don't care about the others today because the others that deviate from Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. I don't care how mad people get. I don't care how hell the hell what you think about what I say, because the goddamn truth is what I speak. And if you don't be mad at me, be mad at the goddamn truth. I'm tired of a lot of nigga mess in organizations, among formations and stuff, and I'm telling you the whole black nasty world. I'm telling the crackers too and the black crackers. I'm the one who will deal with you.
See,
the mass assembly.
I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
No, go ahead, Commander. Go ahead.
Okay. The tactical effort of warfare is directed at the weakness of us, you see? But the enemy, at the same time, destroying the resistance and capability of our mental thought, of our mental thinking, you see? So I know how to deal with this cracker, you see? And I know how to deal with niggas, too, and nigger mess.
See, I lay back and listen to a lot of mess sometimes, and sometimes I have to come out and then slash you up. Okay? We got to get to the political awareness. You see? You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I know how to have the ability to combat certain important of ability of the MBLM. We got to get more motivation. Political awareness, motivation will be achieved by improving the combat potential of the militia, by improving the motivation and the fighting spirit of a militia soldier. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, I lay back and just hear people talk, hear people say this, hear people say that, but damn it, I was tired of all the talk. You see? Call it Minister Malcolm X or Haj Malik Shabazz was a man of action. He was a man of confrontation with the enemy. Dr. Khaled was a man of action and a man of confrontation with the enemy. He didn't have time for nigger mess. He didn't have time for Negro stuff. You see? And then, you know, I was talking about the National Defense Commander today. And he was speaking on a brother that's passed. But at the same time, everybody got sympathy for all this fool. You see? Mm-hmm. In the 60s and 70s, they had sympathy for no egg plants. We got too much sympathy for our damn gonna cut throat. We got too much sympathy for these people. Julius Butler, that framed up Drama Pratt. O'Neill, that damn gone had the map out of the house. They got Fred Hampton all shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
What's wrong with us today? Why we don't have sympathy for these bastards?
They, you know, you should show the same sympathy for them that they showed for the people who they had killed, because
that's right.
And the thing about it is, again, you have to look at your history. You know, you spoke on COINTELPRO before, and see, remember, the ideology of COINTELPRO goes as far back as Marcus Garvey. You know, they wanted to,
that's
you
right.
know, he wanted to leave, and they still wanted to mess with him, and they've spent more time trying to infiltrate our organization instead of actually sitting down and talking with us. Instead of sitting down and talking with the civil rights movement, they infiltrate. Instead of sitting around and talking with the nation, they infiltrate. Instead of sitting down and talking with the Panthers, think about it. They're willing to talk more to their so-called enemies like Russia and North Korea and all other stuff than to actually talk with other Americans. That's how far they're willing to go.
That's right. That's right. And see, brothers and sisters and the artists and the listeners and stuff, this is a Black Power Truth Hour. And you know, we only gone for 30 minutes, but next week it'll be an hour. We'll be the actual Black Power Troop Hour. But we gotta understand this. The discussions rise the spirit, and the discussion rises the spirit to increase the unity of thought in the formations or the groups. Exercise social on pressure on the enemy itself. Hmm? We got to have creating of a favorable opinion of the Black Power Movement or the Black Liberation Power Movement through local national history. We must make it clear that this regime called America is a foreignizing, repressor, imperialist beast. Hmm? Within the government points out that we have black puppets of the power of this capitalist beast. Hmm? Always a local focus, we got to understand. The matters of international nature. See, we want to just talk about local and national, but we don't think globally and act locally. holler at dude Muhammad again. We got to dang on act, think globally, and act locally. But when you start talking about global, everybody is getting acting funny. Because you've been so dang on groomed and been fastened and molded right here under the beast of America. Some of us talk black power. Some of us say this and that. But when we start talking about globe and Africa and stuff, you think you know where else to go but America. You see? Because the narrow-mindedness of us as a people, we've been so ingrained here and say nowhere else good to go. You see? This is what's going on with our thinking. See, I know the thinking pattern and thought. And no one knows the thinking and us as a people, as Dr. Khaled taught us with the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we are a freckle and fickle mind people. Garvey was from Jamaica. He didn't know the people better than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, but we learned Garvey, yes. But those were the two great leaders among us. We are a freckle and fickle mind people. In the hells of North America.
Exactly. Exactly. You're listening to the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com, sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia. I'm your host, Brother Anthony. Got a question or a comment you want to make? Number is 516-453-9457. Commander, I wanted to piggyback on something we sort of mentioned last week, and of course it's been in the news in regards to the whole immigration mess. And, you know, we saw a woman, a black woman in New York, you know, basically barricade herself on the Statue of Liberty yesterday, and much was, much was made of it. I guess it's been found out that, I guess she's not from here as well. But my point that I wanted to bring up is that, you know, when you know, some of us black folks are so willing to join the cause of something that really has nothing to do with us, as opposed to dealing with the kinds of things that we have to deal with here in this country. Talk about your feelings on that, and just why some folks just feel the need to fight someone else's fight instead of fighting their own.
Who's one? Well, she was a person that was not going to was protesting in her way of protest. She got out there and said, until the children, according to the current events of the news, she got out there until the children got back with their parents. She was protesting for the immigrants and stuff, the migrants and stuff, was split from their mothers and fathers and family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that sister got out there and protested. Got out there on the damn gold whore, the Statue of Liberty, you see? But she got out there on the Statue of Liberty, the whore on the harbor of the Hudson, okay? She got out there and protested her own way, her own manner, and her own terms. You see? So, but look at that heart and the courage she had to do get out there on that Holocaust Statue of Liberty. You see? That's why sometimes we got to go into action. That's action right there. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And like Malcolm said, of the Civil Rights Movement, when people start going down and laying on building airports, blocking the damn subway. He said that was the Negro Revolution. That was the Black Revolution. They shut down the airport. They went to the airport in Washington, D.C., New York. They went to Lincoln and Kennedy Airport. They went to Washington, Dulles Airport during that time and laid out on the airport, blocked the Negro subway. They blocked the Negro on the bridge in Brooklyn Bridge and other bridges in New York. He said that was the That was revolution. That was a black revolution, and the white men were screaming. And that's what that sister did and stuff. And that's why we're going to, very soon when the time is coming, we will be out there, locked and loaded. You see? And that's why when we made certain directed moves in the South, armed protests and Texas Rangers and state police all around us and stuff and everything, making booze and snatching down, going swastika flags from crackers and stuff. Then you got another element right in your movement. Okay, oh, grab them. Bring them. Keep them over there because they're scared. That's why. You know the hell I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking to? Black power.
Black power. Black power. It's, you know, one again, and we got about eight minutes or so left in the program. The climate that we're in, and again, this is something that we've talked about before, and you know, now literally anything and everything we do as black folks is questioned, is illegitimized. It literally is, you know, you can't drive while black. You can't shop while black. You can't do this while black. And it's always been there in plain sight. But now folks feel beholden to take off their sheets and basically confront folks in that vein right now. Time is dwindling here. What, you know, if you were to advise someone that they were to get into a situation like this, how would you advise them? What would you tell them and to how to combat something like that?
To combat something like that, they got to be appreciated for the corridor or the leader to guide what group or formation. Cover a number of points to reach a correct solution. Okay, the militant black nationalist formation to feel that it should be their own free will, or the cardinal under that formation serves as a private sector within the element. Okay, or the teacher. Or the leader, I can say, the act as a commander in such structure is on the assignment of the mission, and that conviction of us as the people against the perilous imperialism and fascism and capitalism. That's what we're under right now. But when you deal with imperialism, we're dealing with international, okay? And then when you're encamping the greater motivation, in addition of the spirit of us as small units in different cities in America and the environment where we are. And the environment we got to come under is one psychological one. The squads, the commanders, or chairmen, or defense ministers and stuff. You know, all of us have to provide, you know, dealing with the breaking wing of the element, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep everybody's motivation. Okay, especially the new black militia. We can't have nigger mess and stuff creep in to the ranks of the MBLM because we ain't going to have it. We're not going to have that here. It's like I was talking today about people breaking off and starting black militia nations and all that stuff. So they ain't set them. They ain't set because they don't have no guidance. They're not following the college mission. They're not following college vision. They're not following the ways of college. Half of them probably seen pictures of the car been with the man for 3.5 years. Just like Master Flaw Muhammad, the Prophet Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for 3.5 years and 4 months, I was with this man for 3.5 years and 4 days. Is that a coincidence? Take it or leave it alone.
Exactly. Words to definitely live by, Commander. Thank you for joining us again, sir. Thank you for your words of wisdom. And we look forward again to talking with you again very, very soon next week as we expand on our show. And again, want to thank you all for joining us again as well here on the Black Power Truth Hour, sponsored by the new Black Liberation Militia. Again, we're here every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also listen to us at our site at www.blogtalkradio.com.
And they go to the website now, on Facebook.
And yes, we just added that now as well. The new black Liberation Militia Party
website, Black Panther
on their website.
Black Panther Elite MBLM. You can click it on our like page on Facebook, and you can go on and read and look at everything, the guidance, the final membership, the fine contact throughout the region of the hills of North America. Black power.
Black power, sir. And again, thank you for joining us. We will be back here again next week on the Black Power, Free Power here on blogtalkradio.com. And again, we thank you for joining us.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.